This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The focus in the Bahamas is on rescue and recovery efforts Wednesday after the bulk of Hurricane Dorian finally moved north after causing mass devastation and leaving thousands of people in need of aid. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis, that is, said there were 7 confirmed deaths from the storm, but the number was expected to increase. Forecasters say Hurricane Dorian is moving closer to the southeastern U.S., likely first impacting Florida and Georgia before moving up the coast to North Carolina, where officials are urging people to complete their storm preparations.
The greatest impacts will be felt Thursday and Friday, but we can feel the impacts as early as tomorrow. We urge everybody to complete your storm preparations by tomorrow. The State Emergency Response Team has been filling resource requests for our county partners to include food, water, shower trailers, swift water rescue teams, and National Guard high water vehicle teams.
North Carolina's governor ordered a mandatory evacuation of the dangerously exposed barrier islands along the state's entire coast. Dorian battered the Bahamas for almost 2 days, leaving especially the Abaco Island area devastated.
Worse than anything I could have imagined. I went through Hurricane Matthew, which was another strong storm, and you know, that paled in comparison. So we're happy to be alive, glad that my family is safe, and we can rebuild. We will rebuild.
Prime Minister Minnis said that a Navy vessel is carrying food to the people of hard-hit Abaco Islands Tuesday night, and more will arrive there on Wednesday. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States imposed its first ever sanctions against Iran's space agency, accusing it of disguising a missile program. Iran said its space program is aimed at building rockets to launch telecommunications satellites. UN Security Council resolutions bar Iran from developing ballistic missiles and anyone from helping it. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has denied that she discussed resigning with Chinese officials amid growing pro-democracy protests, despite having been heard in a leaked audio recording saying she would step down if she had a choice.
For a chief executive to have caused this huge havoc to Hong Kong is unforgivable. It's just unforgivable. If I have a choice, the first thing is to quit.
But Lam told reporters Tuesday she had not even contemplated discussing a resignation with Chinese leaders. Nevertheless, many Hong Kong residents said the recording confirmed what political scientists and protesters have long believed, that despite Hong Kong's separate constitution, Beijing runs the city. British lawmakers voted to block Prime Minister Boris Johnson from taking Britain out of the EU without a deal, a move Johnson warned would thrust the United Kingdom toward an October snap election. Lawmakers in Johnson's own party, who joined the opposition to defeat him in Parliament, are rejecting his threat to expel them for not backing his government. The AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
Boris Johnson has warned any Tory rebels that they would be expelled from the party if they support the parliamentary efforts to block or delay Brexit. One leading critic, former Cheshire Chief Philip Hammond, says colleagues have been so incensed by some of Johnson's actions over the past week or so that they now think it is time to put the national interest ahead of any threats personally to their careers. A no-deal Brexit is considered dangerous because it will sever decades of seamless trade with the single market of 500 million people. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Lawmakers on Wednesday will seek to pass a law that forces Johnson to ask the EU to delay Brexit until January 31st instead of the end of October. South Africa's president condemning days of widespread looting and arson, attacks on foreign-owned businesses across Johannesburg and the administrative capital Pretoria, calling the violence totally unacceptable. President Cyril Ramaphosa said there is no justification whatsoever for people who have a sense that their jobs are being taken by people from foreign lands to attack them, to destroy their properties, and actually kill them. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.